Listen up, this is only going to take a minute. My name is Dylan Gallagher, founder of Emily Now. My goal is to provide practical and simple content entrepreneurs can use to increase the value of their business. My hope is that you'd be entertained and encouraged because let's face it, being an entrepreneur, it's not always easy. Sometimes it helps to discover what others are doing. So thanks for hanging out and let's get to it. Starbucks teaches Silicon Valley a lesson in tech. This is an exciting headline for me. I'm a coffee guy, love coffee. Anything about Starbucks I find interesting, mostly because I just finished reading about a week ago, Howard Schultz's book, the quasi-founder, president, CEO in the past of Starbucks. It turns out Starbucks was actually a pretty good business before Howard came along, but he certainly took it and made it what it is today. An incredibly interesting read, an easy read, a fun read. Certainly if you run a business, something worth spending a weekend taking a look at, or a week if you're a slow reader. But this headline was particularly cool because the article basically talks about the digital ordering system that in September of 2015, Starbucks announced that it was going to be launching. And so the idea was that you could pre-order your beverage. You could pre-order the beverage that you wanted, your coffee. You go through drive-through normally, or you'd go into the store. Well, this gave you the ability when you left your house or whenever to go ahead, put your order together, and then show up and pick it up. My drink of choice, in case you wanted to know, is a tall, dark, no room. And so when I saw this headline, I just had to jump on it and explore it a little bit because I think it's applicable to every business. As you know, I'm looking for things, for stories and for headlines that will encourage, maybe even entertain you a little bit as you go out and run your business. And sometimes a business just needs to have faith. Even if you're Starbucks, you need to have faith. And in this particular case, their faith is paying off because in the last quarter, 9% of all US orders were placed in advance. To me, that's crazy. I mean, I don't know the number count of how many orders Starbucks will process in any given day or week, but to have almost 10% of your orders coming to you in a way that was never happening before, that's very, very cool. And so, for small and medium-sized businesses, you know, oftentimes we think that we're very interested in the short-term result, mostly because of necessity. You know, we have payroll in 10 days, we have rent due in 20 days. And so the pressures of running a small and medium-sized business means that our faith really only extends to the next financial pressure point that we might have. But if you can do it, if you can muster the energy and the strength, a lot of times having faith on an initiative or a strategy that could really pay off for your business is worth considering. Some businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, and I think you've heard me say this many times, but they typically don't invest in their client database. Lots of new small and medium-sized businesses are so focused on getting the next customer that they forget that they already serviced a customer and have paid for all of the costs associated with getting that customer. And so the ability to generate additional revenue oftentimes is just left untapped because it's hard. And let's face it, human beings, we're impatient, we need to see immediate results. So it makes logical sense that if you're running a business, you're gonna look for the thing that gets you the fastest result. Well, with existing clients, going back and doing an upsell or a cross sell takes time. It takes months of nurturing relationships to have them produce a result. But the truth is, I've always said, a good business is a business that's diversified. So 50% of its revenue comes from new clients, 50% of its revenue comes from existing clients. Lots of entrepreneurs push back on that. They get it in concept, but they're not prepared to invest the time and energy and effort into actually making that happen. So, okay, then you don't need to do that. But then you're also only ever working for the next financial milestone, and that's too bad because that's called short-sightedness. But if you can have a longer-term view, Starbucks in this case, were 2 years ahead of their time, even when the market was telling them this is never going to work, this is never going to happen, they leaned into it anyway, and it's now paying off. And not only is it paying off, but now, of course, you're going to see the repercussions of this as competitors look to try and do something even better than that for their particular customers. So what does this mean for you? How much faith do you have in your business? More importantly, how much faith are you putting in a strategy that you're not really sure if it's going to pay off or not? But you're doing it anyway because it makes sense. It doesn't make sense today because you can't get the immediate payoff for it, but it makes sense to you because you know that if enough time went by and your idea actually had momentum, that it would produce a result that your marketplace hasn't experienced and certainly your competitors are not benefiting from. So that's a little something to keep you going today. Again, my hope is that these stories encourage you, maybe entertain you a little bit, because it can be tough running a business and sometimes you just need a little shot in the arm to keep you going. And so I hope that that has happened today. Thanks for joining. Thanks for connecting. And we will see you next time. Have a great day.